knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and history's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Leave
a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous. Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous. Three's company too.
Testing, testing, uno, dos, tres, catorce. My name is Jack. Me llamo Hack. Dinner will be served at 8. La cena será a las 8. Go into the kitchen. Vaya a la cocina. Bring me a bottle of wine. Tráigame una botella de vino. Bring me a bottle of red wine. Tráigame una botella de vino tinto. Where is the coffee I asked for?
Jack, don't you know how to say please?
Yeah, it's on the tip of my tongue. Pour
your own coffee.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
What you up to?
Oh, I'm studying Spanish. I found out a friend of mine got a job cooking on a cruise ship just because he spoke it.
No kidding. How's it going?
Mucho lousy.
Funny, can't be that tough.
Oh, gosh.
¿Dónde está el museo?
I will not.
Not what?
He just asked me to take off my clothes.
Where is the museum?
I won't take my clothes off there either.
Hello. Oh, hi, Mr. Furley. You want to see Jack right away? He'll be right down.
Oh, hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Did you have fun at the beach?
Uh-huh. Uncle Ralph, oh, thanks for letting me stay here while my parents are traveling.
Oh, it's nothing. I just hope my brother Bart doesn't tire himself out too much.
Oh, don't worry about Daddy. He'll probably live to be 100.
Oh, my God. 52 more years to go.
Jack, come in here.
Mr. Furley, you gotta help me out. My brother Bart has planted a spy in the building.
Mr. Furley, what are you talking about?
Shh. It's my niece, Veronica. She's spending the weekend here while Bart's out of town.
So what's wrong with that?
Bart's not out of town. It's a trick. She's here to snoop on me.
Oh, Mr. Furley, you're being a little paranoid.
Paranoid? Was I paranoid when Bart tapped my phone? Was I paranoid when he opened my mail before I got it? Was I paranoid when he had a detective follow me?
Wow, Bart really did all those things.
He did? Thank God, I was afraid I was just being paranoid.
Mr. Furley, calm down, relax.
How can I? Jack, I gotta find some young man to take her mind off me. You know, somebody who's popular, good-looking, fun to be with. You know anyone like that? You know, someone who drinks beer, watches football, likes to bowl.
Well, I like to do those things.
Jack, I don't mean you.
Then what do you mean?
I mean a guy who likes women.
Mr. Farley.
Sorry, Jack, there was just no delicate way of putting this.
Ha. Don't keep me waiting. Introduce us.
You're wasting your time here, honey. There are a lot of different kinds of men in the world, and Jack isn't any of them.
Jack?
Yes, well, I better be going. See you. Wait a minute. Why, of course, this is so, I should have thought of this. You know, my brother's in town. He's not doing anything tonight. You two would hit it off great.
Your brother?
Yeah, my twin brother.
I didn't know you had a twin brother.
Oh, sure, we're identical twins. We look exactly alike. We even dress alike. The only way you can tell us apart is I have this mole.
Mole?
Yeah, right here. Would you like to take a little peek?
Jack, how come I never heard anything about this twin?
Oh, well, that's because he lives so far away. See, he's a cowboy from Texas.
What's his name?
Austin.
Austin from Texas.
Sounds very interesting.
I would love to meet a real cowboy.
Would you?
Yeah.
Well, let me go rustle him up for you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello? Oh, Cindy. Jack's on his way up there right now. Looking forward to meeting this Austin.
Austin? Who's Austin?
Mr. Furley, Cindy hasn't met Austin yet. He's out with Janet.
He is?
Yeah, I'll send him down as soon as I see him. Okay? Bye-bye. Do you still have that old cowboy hat of yours? Where is it?
Yeah, it's in my closet.
Oh, good, good, good. Thanks.
Sure. Hi, Sin. Hi, Janet. Janet, where's Austin?
About 150 miles from Houston.
Janet, I thought he was with you.
Ooh,
Austin.
Cindy, you're acting a little bit strange.
Me? Jack's the one who's acting strange.
What do you mean?
Well, yeah. Hand him out, move him up. Yeah. Hey, howdy, ladies. How you doing? Yeah.
Forget I asked.
If you two will excuse me, I got a date with Mr. Furley's niece. I got spurs that jingle jangle.
Hello.
Well, boy, howdy. Woo. My eyes must be bugging out like a stomped on toad frog. You're even prettier than my little brother said you were. Woo. You must be Mr. Furley.
Yeah.
So you're Jack's identical twin, huh?
Yes, sirree, Bob. We're closer than two ticks on a dog's tail.
Flat doodle. You're not identical twins.
We're not?
Of course not. Any fool can see you're a real man. Just by looking at that sturdy chin, that rugged brow, those cold, hard eyes.
You're a keen judge of character, Mr. Furley.
I could tell just by your wrist alone. Well, you kids have fun.
Yeah.
I gotta go fix some plumbing.
Yeah.
Why don't we sit down and get to know each other better?
Well, I'd be right proud to, ma'am. Oh, I got a hitch in my giddy-app. You know, years ago, out on the...
You're cute.
Excuse me, I forgot my wrench.
Land, ghost, what you doing back so soon?
For a second there, you sounded just like Jack.
I did? Oh, well, every now and then I like to talk like my little brother. He's so funny, you know. Oh, Janet, how could you have mercy? Lordy, lordy, lordy. Look, he's such a little twerp.
He is a little twerp.
Is he? Yeah.
Where were we, Jack?
Don't you mean Austin?
No. I mean Jack.
You won't tell your uncle, will you?
Oh, don't worry, Jack. It'll be our secret.
Lordy, 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 lordy. Hi, girls. You're still mad about last night, aren't you?
You're darn right, Jack Tripper. And why not? If Veronica told Mr. Furley, we'd all get thrown out of here.
Hey, after last night, you won't have to worry about Veronica.
Mr. Furley.
Jack, my niece told me everything that happened.
Everything?
I'll start packing.
And I don't know how to thank you. Boy, that brother of yours showed her the time of her life. And before she left, she said she was going to tell Bart what a great manager I am.
Oh, good. What did I tell you?
By the way, where is your brother?
My brother? Well, he's taking a nap in the bedroom.
Well, wake him up. We're going to have a party.
No, but Mr. Furley...
No buts. I'm not leaving this apartment until the three of us get together arm in arm and drink a toast.
Three of us?
Yes, sir. You, me, and Austin. Austin, rise and shine!
No, Mr. Furley, I don't think that's a great idea.
Mr. Furley, we can't have a party because we don't have any refreshments.
No problem. I got everything we need all set up. Now, you go get Austin, and I'll be back in two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Hang on. Oh, nice going, Jack. You've convinced Furley that you've got a twin brother. Now all you have to do is come up with him.
Yeah, before Mr. Furley kicks us out.
Oh, wait a minute. Just relax, girls. I've got an idea. Hang on.
Oh, no. Not another idea.
Yeah, what's he gonna do now?
Play triplets?
Austin just got an emergency phone call from Texas. He has to fly home tonight.
Do you want us to think that Furley is going to buy that?
He bought Austin, didn't he?
Excuse me, you Jack. Little filly. I gotta be moseying down.
Wait.
Mr. Furley.
Austin. What are you doing with that suitcase?
Well, Mr. Furley, I'm sorrier than a one-eyed gopher in a cactus patch, but I just got an emergency business phone call from Texas, and I gotta take the next flight back there. So long, Miss Janet.
Never catch your brother doing that.
What do you mean, something like this, sir?
Austin.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot Miss Cindy. Come here, honey. Damn. Well, bye.
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 You can't go anywhere tonight.
Well, I got to. I got to catch the next flight home.
In this fog?
Fog?
Yeah, it's thicker pea soup out there. Airport's closed down. Well, let's just be glad we're all cozy in here where it's nice and warm. Let's get this party started.
Mr. Furley, you don't have to go to all this trouble just on my account, you know.
Here we go. Say, where's Jack?
Jack?
He's downstairs.
What?
He's downstairs.
Well, which is it?
Yeah, it's both. See, he went upstairs to borrow the keys to that guy Larry's car, and then he went downstairs to warm it up, see?
Well, shouldn't somebody go get him?
No.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, just a second.
Cindy, is that for me?
No, it's for Jack.
Well. She can't tell the difference between you and Jack.
Yeah, isn't that dumb?
Yeah, dumb.
I'm sorry, Jack's not here right now. Yep, you're just going to have to give the job to somebody else.
A job? Wait. Hello? Just hold on a minute, will you? Mr. Furley, I'd hate to see Jack lose a job. Would you mind running down there and getting him if you can find him? I'd really appreciate that. Much obliged. Thank you, Mr. Furley. Hang on one second, would you? Hello? Hi, yeah, this is Jack Tripper. Oh, yes, I can start tomorrow. Sure, yeah. Well, I have a lot of experience in restaurants. Yeah, well, I think you'll find my cooking is unsurpassed.
It's no use. I can't see a thing.
Uh-huh. Well, did I say unsurpassed? No, I mean better than average, at least, okay? Oh, that's great. I'm looking forward to it, sir. Fine. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Oh, that is so...
Jack, how on earth did you get up here without me seeing?
Oh, Mr. Furley, you didn't see Jack pass you on the stairs?
No.
Boy, the fog must be thicker than you thought.
They're wrong.
Well, let's get on with the party. Wait a minute. Now, where's Austin?
He went to the little Wrangler's room.
Austin, are you in there? Austin?
You looking for me?
Yeah.
There you are. Yeah. You son of a gun. How about a drink?
Oh, okay. Ladies, sit down here on the sofa. Why don't you sit on down there?
Atta girl.
You know, it's good to see the two of you boys together.
Well, it's great being together, partner.
It certainly is.
Well, how about a slug of bourbon? Austin?
Fine.
Oh, Janet?
No, thanks, Mr. Furley. Cindy and I'll just have some of this wine here. It was real nice of you to bring it along. It looks like a great year.
Okay, here you go, Austin.
Thank you.
And one for RF. And Jack?
Right here.
Slug of bourbon?
Oh, gee, I don't know.
Oh, come on, you little twerp. Well?
Okay, I'll try.
Thanks. All right. Now let's all get comfortable. Jack?
Yes, sir.
I want you and your brother Austin.
Right here, yeah.
To sit right here on either side of me.
Wait a minute. Wait, we haven't had a toast yet. To friendship.
Yeah, to friendship.
To friendship.
To friendship.
To friendship, Tink.
Mr. Furley.
Here, Mr. Furley, drink this. Mr. Furley.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, what do you mean? The party's just getting started, Jack.
Oh, Mr. Furley.
Jack, what are you doing?
I'm dancing. Can't have a party without dancing.
Isn't there usually music?
That's better.
Yeah.
You want to let me lead? Feel free to cut in any time, Austin.
Oh! You are such a terrific dancer.
Yeah, that's what my mother says. Whoa. Great party, huh, Jack?
Oh, I'm having so much fun. So much fun.
Oh, my. Well, that's enough for me. You want to step in here, Austin?
Oh! Dip me.
What?
Dip me.
All right.
Say, Jack, you mind if I cut in? No, not at all, Austin. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah. Howdy. Howdy.
What a dip.
Well, Cindy, I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, I don't know how long Janet can dance with Mr. Furley.
Be patient, Jack. You'll get your turn.
No. We've got to get rid of him. We can't stall Furley all night.
Well, we wouldn't have to if you'd only studied your Spanish instead of fooling around with Mr. Furley's niece.
Cindy, that's it.
It is?
I love you. Listen. Here's what we'll do.
Ow!
Did you say something?
Oh, yeah, I did. I said, wow, what a terrific dancer.
Yeah, I am kind of light on my feet.
Not on mine.
Mr. Furley, excuse me, but Austin would like to speak to you in the kitchen.
Oh, of course. Excuse me.
Thank you for the dance.
You enjoying yourself, Mr. Furley?
Just fine, Austin.
Well, that's all I want to know. You go on out and enjoy yourself some more.
Hey, what happened to the party? Where's Jack?
He's studying.
What?
He told me to apologize to you, Mr. Furley, but he's got to brush up on his Spanish.
Now, why on earth would he start studying Spanish?
Mr. Furley, Cindy, look, could you keep the party down out here? We are trying to study in here, okay? Thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Okay, Jack, let's try that one more time.
Bring me a bottle of wine. Tragame una botella de vino. Well, looks like this party's hitting the end of the trail.
Yeah, let's have one more for the road and call it a night, huh? That's a great idea.
Where is the coffee I asked for?
Jack, don't you know how to say please?
Cindy, how did you throw your voice like that?
I bet you can't do that again.
For
your own coffee.
I saw your lips move that time. Hey, Jack, you gotta come out here and see this. Jack?
Well, now, I know he's studying, but this is rude. I'm going to have to go and talk to him about this.
Oh, no, don't, no. Mr. Furley.
Mr. Furley, now, look, it's my little brother we're talking about. If any hombre is going to go in there and straighten him out, it's going to have to be me. This guy really ticks me off sometimes. Twerp!
Go away!
Now, is that nice? Hey, what's the matter with you, you little dipsweet? Officer, not now. Leave me alone. Get out there. I said no. Why, you can't be...
No, Jack, don't!
Mr. Farley, can you...
him about this.
No, Mr. Furley, don't do that. He's crazy when he's been drinking.
Well, somebody's gonna talk some sense into him.
Mr. Furley, be careful. He's got a branding iron.
I'll see you tomorrow. Wait a minute. I've never let a branding iron stop me before.
No, Mr. Furley.
Out of my way.
Can we just... Mr. Furley.
It's all right, Jack. He apologized. Great party.
I really pulled it off, didn't I, girls?
You were just lucky.
Yeah, Jack. You could have gotten us in big trouble with Furley.
No, he's harmless. Furley couldn't hurt anyone.
Oh, no? Did you ever try dancing with him?
Hey, Cindy, what do you say we go to the Regal Beagle to celebrate?
Why go over there? Why can't we just have some fun right here?
Well, that's good thinking, Cindy. Now if we can figure a way to get Janet to go to the movies...
Jack! If I have to warn you one more time.
She must have eyes in the back of her head.
It's just so inconsiderate.
Inconsiderate?
Jack, if I go in that bathroom one more time and I find...
Oh, that again. I swear to you, Janet, I did not leave the seat up.
Really?
Well, I'm not the only one who lives here, you know.
Who do you think it was?
It was Austin. Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.